Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Here are callers from the Salute to Orion voicemail, presented by the Gary Lang Auto Group.
Orion, I woke up with you many mornings. I'm going to miss waking up to you, but at least your lucky wife will be waking up with you.
Hi, Orion. This is Rosalie from Naperville. I remember when you first came to WGN, I loved your barn dance music. And I thought, well, you're a Packer fan, but so what? But when you had somebody teaming up with you, a fellow Boilermaker, Max Armstrong, I knew you were really a smart guy. And I love you, and I love Max, and we're going to miss you. But can Max maybe be with Debbie Jen just for a little bit longer? Thanks, Orion. You are just such a good guy. Just a good guy.
That's from the Gary Lang Auto Group, Orion Samuelson's salute line. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of calls like that, and we can only feature a few of them, but we sure appreciate them and know that Orion knows that you've been calling. You can call right now, 312-981-7200, because this is rare, and I don't know if people know this. They hear Orion on the radio every day, but he's seldom in our studios. But he is today. Hi-o.
That's the new word, the new world with COVID-19. We work from different locations than we ever did before, and I still don't like it because I miss being in the studio with people like you. And
you look great. You look great. You sound great, and I'm really glad that you're in the studio with us today. In fact, the last time I literally laid eyeballs on you was that Zoom call we did earlier in the pandemic when we were raising money for restaurant workers. And we said, how much would you pay to have Orion Samuelson pop in on your Zoom call? And a couple thousand dollars later, you and I were visiting with a whole family.
That's right, in different parts of the world.
Yeah, it's really been fun. Well, it's good to see you, O. And I just want to echo one other thing that people have been saying on the Gary Lang, Orion Samuelson salute line, and that is, if they're not farmers, if they don't even understand what 100-weight means, they just appreciate you as part of the background of their lives, the voice of knowledge and confidence, a friendly, warm voice in their world for 60 years here at WGN. So on behalf of all of them, I just want to repeat that measure of thanks to you.
Well, thank you for the many visits we've had about agriculture and food producers and everything we enjoy in this country, thanks to farmers, ranchers, food producers, yeah. You name it.
You know, whenever we talk about something that is not entirely on page with your view or a farmer's view, we all kind of wince. I had a guy on the other day, and he was talking about alternative meat or something, and I thought, oh, God, I hope Orion's not listening now, because you will forever sort of hang over, in a positive way, mind you. You know, always shadow our thoughts.
I like to point out, every time I walk by the dairy case and see almond milk and I see soy milk, I've never milked an almond tree or a soybean plant in my life, so.
Well, they have little teeny nipples. You should try. It's not easy to do, but it's not. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. The other thing that's just hard to get your head around is 60 years at this radio station.
Yeah, it is for me, too. It really is. And as a matter of fact, I'm having more trouble every year getting my head around my age, but God has been good to me, and so I'm continuing to enjoy life with Gloria.
How old are you?
86.
86. So you started here at the age of 26, which is very fortunate for all of us. I mean, most people don't get to WGN at 26 on the air. And then how long were you in the business prior to being at GN Radio?
Started in 1952 at a 1,000-watt daytime radio station that was 17 miles from my farm. So I'd get up early in the morning, help Dad milk cows, and then I'd drive 17 miles to the radio station and became a polka disc jockey.
Well, the lady just referenced what did she call it, the old barn dance? Is that what it was?
The old barn dance. I worked
Saturday
night. Was
that at this radio station?
That was at WGN, because the reason I got here, really, in 1960, WLS became rock and roll, and they had been the Prairie Farmer Station. And so the boss here at WGN said, hey, we need to serve agriculture, so let's get this kid from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And that's why whenever I start speeches, I always say, I start out by saying that I started as a cow milker, and how can a cow milker be a person now with a street in Chicago named after him and the chance to visit 44 countries and do everything else?
Well, I think we know the answer to that. We've heard you over the years, and as I said a moment ago, I think if you deliver reliable information consistently to people, if you're a warm, friendly, fair voice, people will remember and reward you for that. So we're going to miss you at the end of the year. You're going to work December 31st, right?
Oh, yes. I'll work December 31st, yeah.
Which just, that's how perfectly Orion of Orion. The cow's got to be milked. 312-981-7200. Oh, I'm going to have you put on headphones. We'll take a commercial break. Why don't you visit with some of our listeners in a minute, okay?
I'll be happy to do that.
And I'll ask you, how many presidents have you personally talked to, interviewed, visited with?
Nine.
John Adams was not one of them, was it?
No, but George was.
George was. Okay, I knew you went back. We'll pick it up here in a minute with the big O. This is WGN. Orion Samuelson, the voice of agriculture in the United States of America, and I don't think that's an overstatement, is in our studio. Orion is retiring on December 31st, his last day after more than 60 years at this one radio station. And folks are calling in to say hi. You want to take a couple of calls with us, O?
I'll be happy to, yes.
What if they're nasty? What if they want to say bad things to you?
I'll be nasty right back to them.
Good idea. Let's go to Pat. You're on WGN. Hi, Pat. You're on the air.
Good morning. Sandridge Fair. Orion has done the judging for the beef competitions for years. I got bragging rights because several years ago I got first place for my stuffed green peppers that he absolutely loved, and he hates stuffed green peppers.
Orion, you hate stuffed green peppers?
No, not really, because they don't hate me, but at a beef recipe contest, I'm not quite sure why we did
There must have been some beef in those peppers.
They must have
been very good, Pat.
Yes. And then a couple of years later, while I didn't win, I got to have Orion sign my copy of You Can't Dream Big Enough, and those are two of my best takeaways from Orion Samuelson, and you will be sorely missed.
Nice of you to call, Pat. You stay well. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Can you tell us the song about I Yes Go Nuts at Christmas, or the song that we're talking about here?
Right, because I was a recording star for one record back in the days when we put out 45 RPM records.
Yeah.
And the band from the Barn Dance, they put the music together. The song, I Just Go Nuts at Christmas. Number one, my heritage is Norwegian. All of my grandparents came from Norway. And so I could do the Norwegian dialect pretty well. And I Just Go Nuts at Christmas was recorded on Capitol Records by Harry Stewart, was his real name. I never met him, by the way, but I did cut the 45 RPM recording with Lino Frigo and the Musical Wheels who put it together.
So this was the band from the radio show, the house...
The Barn Dance show band. In the country, the Barn Dance.
And then did you sing or did you voice something for them?
No, I sang it. And part of the song was a voice segment, so I sang it and I spoke it.
Can you do a little of that? Do you recall it?
Yeah, but not very well.
All right, well, I won't put you on the spot, but that was like a big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And I still hear from people who say they've got the record and they put it on tape so they can play it and listen to it.
I don't think I have one here, which is stunning, but the technology has changed over the years. We don't even have a record player in this building anymore.
I believe it. And a 45 RPM?
Yeah,
no way.
Well, it's funny because as Orion and I were sitting down to have this conversation, the microphone that he's in front of was farther away from him than it should be. And I said, oh, let's adjust your microphone. And you said, are you union? Shouldn't an engineer do that? And I said, no, we can move the microphones around, but when you and even I started, that was not the case, right?
And we had record turners because Mr. Petrillo, who headed up the Musicians Union in Chicago, as he saw records replacing live musicians, he somehow got a rule in that we couldn't play records without a union musician.
When I was an intern here, actually we were over at Bradley Place,
right?
I was helping out the stage is set for an interview show at Channel 9, and there was a book that needed to be put on the desk, and I got the book and put it on the desk. Guess what happened?
You got in trouble.
I really did.
With the stagehand.
Yes, I did.
I did several times until I learned my lesson.
They'd yell at you, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk to John. You're on WGN with Orion Samuelson. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Oh, it's an honor to talk to you, sir, Mr. Samuelson. I pumped gas and put gas in your car way back in 1979.
On Addison Street in Chicago?
I told them guys who you were, and they didn't know who you was at first, you know, and I told, hey, that's Big O, that's Orion Samuelson. but the reason I called, sir, I wanted to ask you, who was the guy that replaced, was on before Max Armstrong? Was that Otto Kerner?
No, that was Bill Mason.
That was on the show. I was small, but I remember my grandma.
So before Max was Bill Mason.
Bill Mason and John Alberg.
And was there somebody before you doing?
There was a man named Norm Kraft, who, when WLS no longer was the Prairie Farmer Station, he walked out on the air, and that's when WGN needed a farm broadcaster, and the manager at WVAY in Green Bay remembered I'd grown up on a farm.
Isn't that funny? Sometimes somebody walks into the right place at the right time.
Absolutely.
As somebody's walking out, and they say, you're up next, go.
All right.
I worked with Bill Mason in Peoria at WMBD.
That's right. Bill wasn't.
He had some of your tonal qualities. He wasn't. He wasn't Orion, but he was a big voice broadcaster. That's for sure. Let's talk to Marty. You're on WGN. Thanks for the call, John. Marty, you're on WGN. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen, and enjoy your show, John. And I am a former Peorian, and I listened to you back in the day when you were there. And just congratulations, Big O. I was born on a farm. My parents were farmers. I just laid a wreath at the cemetery for them, born in 1915 and 1918. They were did about everything, but also did dairy farming. And they enjoyed you as well as I enjoyed you, even though I only spent a couple years on the farm. So congratulations, and now that you're talking about Bill Mason, I have to do some name dropping here that I was fraternity brothers with Bill's sons, Taylor and Tony, at the University of Illinois, and what great guys they were.
Ventriloquists and comics, yeah.
And you know, it's also, thank you for the call, Marty, that's so nice of you. And if we're just going to do, I think Illinois and this area has been blessed. Bill was a great broadcaster. Max Armstrong, the nicest guy you'll ever meet, a smart guy, a quality person. What a great team you guys were over the years.
Lucky to get him.
Oh, my gosh. And Colleen Callahan, who you know in Central Illinois.
Matter of fact, I got an email from her today. So
no kidding. I'm not surprised. She's a delightful person. What a great pro she's been over the years. So thanks for the call, Marty. Jim had a question for you. Oh, Jim, you're on WGN. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I don't throw that term around usually. Question for Orion real quick. Did you do a stock market prediction for this year, sir?
No, I stopped doing a stock market prediction about 4 years ago because of the change in how we trade today, because we do it by computer now, and the trading floors at the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange are not heavily populated.
But Jim remembers how scary, you remember, right, Jim? Orion was scary good on that, wasn't he?
Oh, scary good, just unbelievable. And I was wondering how he felt about the COVID dip that we had and how that would have affected his thought pattern after having made his prediction in January.
Yeah, right. I mean, I bet he didn't expect that.
No, I don't think anybody did.
All right, but just come on, it's a 30,120-something right now. We got a month left. But the question wouldn't be what is going to be at the end of this year. The question we would always ask you is what is going to be at the end of next year?
Yes.
Houdini. So give me a number.
Give you a number?
We're at 30,120 on the Dow right now.
And I'd put it probably at 30,800.
You don't want to tweak that? You want to leave it at 30,800?
30,000.
They're writing this down, no?
I know. Yeah. And you'll be the first to call, probably.
LF, do we have time for maybe one more call for Orion Samuelson? And then we'll continue to direct people to the tribute line and play those calls once in a while. Julie, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi. Hi, Julie. Are you there?
Hi. This is Julie. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
So this is Julie. Orion, I went to Drake University, and I was a senior in 1992, and I approached you after you finished speaking at the Pork Expo, and you came off the stage, and I asked you, I wanted to come home to Chicago, and I asked you if I could have a job. And after that, I stayed at WGN for 17 years, so thank you for the start of my career.
Oh, this is that, Julie. Hi, Julie.
I appreciate you so much. Hi. I mean, you are just such a wonderful, that was the best time of my life, and I can't tell you how wonderful it is to know you, and I'm so happy for you, and I'm so thankful to you.
Well, good luck to you in your next career.
What are you doing now, Julie?
Thank you so much.
What are you doing now?
I actually, about 10 years ago, I switched over to healthcare. I work for Optum, which is a United Healthcare company.
Yeah. We're a customer.
And I'm a salesperson.
Well done, Julie. It's so nice of you to call and reach out to us. And, thank you for working here, helping O, and thanks for joining us today.
All right. Have a great day. Thank
you. I know. You bet. Okay, Orion, we could do this all day, every day. We won't, but let's make sure we connect at least one more time before the end of the year.
And I want to share a joke with you that you can use on your speed joke, so you tell me when you have time.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, I'll tell you what, let's pause for news headlines.
Okay.
Come back and then you tell us the joke.
Okay.
Oh, this is classic. It's 11:29, Orion's joke after the news after this. Orion Samuelson has said he has a speed joke for us, too. All right, you're on.
Hey, because I do a Norwegian accent, because that's my heritage. So here's my story. Ole and Lena. And, of course, Lena's birthday was approaching, and she started dropping hints to Ole on what she would like. And she said, Ole, I would like something bright, red, shiny, and could go from 0 to 60 in a minute. And Ole thought about it and thought about it. And finally he said, I've got it. I figured it out. So he bought her a bathroom scale.
A battle, not bad.
Well, a lot of people at speeches I've given, I've enjoyed it. So.
Tip your waiters and waitresses and thank Orion Samuelson. Okay, bud, so you work on Monday?
No.
Not Monday? All right. Today is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll talk to you next week, and you're on the air until New Year's Eve.
Yep.
30,800 is the number that O said he'll fix for the Dow next year about this time. Congratulations. Thank you for being a friend to us all, Orion.
Well, thank you, because it's a great place to work.
Yeah. Orion Samuelson. Whoop, 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 whoop.